Along the Gulf Coast, residents are cleaning up and assessing the damage from Ivan. Some of the hardest hit places still cannot be reached by land. The storm washed away causeways connecting the mainland with barrier islands, and that's where the U.S. Coast Guard comes in. Today, NPR's Ari Shapiro toured their operations in Mobile, Alabama.
Lieutenant Adam Wine is in a cavernous hangar full of bright orange rescue helicopters and sleek Falcon jets. He's a spokesperson at the Coast Guard Aircraft Training Center in Mobile. Wine says 24 hours ago, this place was totally empty except for the birds that live in the rafters.
Before the hurricane, all this aircraft was evacuated out of here, either flown to Houston or inland one way or another.
Now the jets are back, and the place could not be busier. Rescue swimmers, mechanics, and pilots surround the vehicles, getting ready for deployment.
Almost everything you see in here will be flying. They're keeping pretty busy. It's like an ant hive in here. They're crawling all over the aircraft. They're checking them, pre-checking them, making sure things go out. It sounds like somebody's kicking in their engines right now for a launch.
All along the Gulf Coast in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, bridges are out, roads are flooded, and trees are lying across ordinarily busy thoroughfares. Wine says these aircraft have been making a lot of trips to Alabama's barrier islands, not just for assessment, but also for search and rescue.
Yesterday we flew low and slow over a lot of the areas multiple times in case there's anybody who ran out and signaled. But there could be people trapped in buildings, and that's what you need urban rescue crews for. And we'll be shuttling them from the mainland out to the islands or in less accessible areas because there's bridges and roads being washed down.
Those teams will go from house to house, knocking on what's left of doors to look for injured survivors. Yesterday's Coast Guard reconnaissance missions brought back video that's been playing in a near constant loop on the local news channels. In a room inside of the main Coast Guard building, Petty Officer Andrew Kendrick projects those same images on the wall. He was in the helicopter that shot the footage.
Right now we're looking at the I-10 bridge, and you can see there are different sections of it that are completely gone.
I-10 is the east-west freeway along the Gulf Coast. It goes from Texas to Florida, connecting locals with the outside world. Without it, what would otherwise be a 10-minute trip can take 7 hours. Traffic gets rerouted onto backcountry roads, where powerless stoplights create backups for miles at every intersection. Now, where parts of the I-10 bridge used to stand, the Coast Guard video shows concrete pillars sticking out of the water with nothing on top of them.
That's where the actual sections are just blown off. I mean, you know, whether it was the water or wind, I'm guessing the water or the tides came up and just shoved on the concrete. And they're not really, I don't know that they're fastened down. It's just these huge pieces of concrete are so heavy, they just set them on there. And they use each other to stay there. But with that much water and wind, it just kind of washed them off.
As the camera pans to the left, part of a semi-truck enters the frame.
All you see is the very end of the semi, about half of it, and the whole front of the trailer is just off in the water. Like you can't even see it, it's just underwater. Just broken.
The truck's rear wheels are on what's left of the I-10 bridge, and the rest is gone. Scuba divers went out today looking for the truck's driver. Further along in the video, the camera pans across a beautiful stretch of beach and wetlands.
There's roads under there somewhere.
What now looks like a waterway was a thoroughfare just 48 hours ago.
You'll see chunks of asphalt just kind of misplaced all along there and water coming through. It was really incredible to even think that there was a road there once.
Coast Guard Captain Barry Campagnoni is overseeing operations here. He's grateful that the surveillance flights have not turned up many casualties.
Fortunately, it seems as if most of the people heeded the evacuation warnings, and we have not found many people in those areas.
Campagnoni says if people had not heeded the warnings, Ivan could have been a very different kind of natural disaster.
Oh, it would have been a tremendous loss of life.
He says it's important to get the urban search and rescue teams out to the islands now, so that if anyone is trapped out there, they can get help. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.